Lastly, the network contribution on that Mem Tet Amud Aleph. We have started the Tribute begins on Mem Zayim Amud Aleph on the first wide line. But if Mark quotes the Mem Rav Rav, he says Hamikad is the Milva in the Mikdash. If the Chassam has lent money to the Talmud, I won't find it wrong. And the Talmud didn't pay it back yet. And then the Chassam says, instead of paying me back the money, how we have the Kadesh Hashim? Keep the $100 that you owe me, but how we have the Kadesh Hashim? If the Chassam would have given us today $100 ring and said, how we have the Kadesh Hashim, that would be just a tradition. So why shouldn't it be good as well? She had owed him money previously. He said, I could go there the debt, he could keep the cash, how we have the Kadesh Hashim. That's Rock City, so we paid him the Kadesh. That's not a good form of tradition. The Gemara discussed the various sources in Tanayim to demonstrate whether Rav is right or wrong. It wasn't conclusive. He couldn't prove anything. So the Gemara on them says some Rav quotes another judge. The Gemara quotes the following. There's 10 lines from the top. Name it Kitanoi, the Gemara. The line begins with the words, name it Kitanoi. Should we say that the statement of Rav and Hamikadosh Meruda and Kodesh is a machlokes Tanoi? We have a price that we install. It's actually the shtrak. The Chassam tells the Kala how we have the Kodesh three, and he gives him a shtrak. So the price records three opinions in the Tanakh whether the Kiddushin is good or not. Rav Meir says, ain't the Kodesh, it's no good. Rav Lozer says, she is the Kodesh, and the Chachamim say, you have to see how much the piece of paper is good, how much the piece of parchment is good, whatever the shtrak is written on. Shaman is how we have to evaluate the piece of paper, and it depends. The age bush of the Kutta, if the piece of paper or the piece of parchment is worth a fruit on the Kodesh, it's a Kiddusha Keset, because you have to be Kaddish and Isha by giving a minimum of a fruit or a Shara Kuto. In Lav, if the piece of paper is not worth a Shara Kuto, Dav the Gemara in the Kodesh. Oh, the next question is, what does Dav the Gemara? Oh. Star. Right, if he writes a Star, Harei Atmo Kodesh, please. And it's signed by Adam and Gibbs, so that's a different form of Kiddushin. So that should certainly be good for Kiddushin. So it must be that this is a business shtar. As a shtar that says that his business shtar owes me $100. And I give this shtar to the caliph, so he just said before that that's certainly good. So how does that mean? What's the business if I give cash to the caliph, or I give shtar cash or I give a ring? If I give the caliph shtar, how does that mean? That says that somebody else owes me $100. Now I change the debt to the caliph. It's good. So it must be that this star says that she was the one. The three kinds of story. If the star is Kiddushin star, it's certainly good. That's Mishnah Aleph. It's Perakas Mishnah Aleph and Kiddushin. That's how you have Kiddushin three. That's certainly good. No, then it doesn't have that Kiddushin star with it. It doesn't have that Shara Kuta. If you write how you have Kiddushin three, the star is then. You don't need that the star should have a Shara Kuta. No, that, we'll get to that. We'll learn the Gemara. Gemara can explain everything here. And if it's the Shtafa of the Akhrini that says that somebody else owes me $100 and I give this to the Kala, so certainly it could be had before. So it must be that this Shtafa says she owes me money. And I give her back her Shtafa and I say, you owe me $100. I forego the debt, don't pay me money, but Hariyat Mukadesh is free. And that's the Makhlaji Satanon. You see that Rav did. Rav said, Hamikadesh will know this. And Mukadesh is really a Makhlaji Satanon. One time it says right, one time it says wrong. And one time it says, it's no good. It's not just the Kiddushin of the piece of paper that it gives the Shara Kuta. That's right. But if the piece of paper is worth the Shara Kuta, then it's the Kiddush of Kiddush. That's what it sounds like. That's what the Gemara spells out. Hashtar, this star that the bride to be called the three opinions about, Hethi Gomi, what is the case? Hethi Lame, you should say, Shtachet the Acherim. This star says that somebody else owes me money. Can I transfer the debt to the Kala by giving it over to her? She can now collect it. So they know Kasha the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. This guy just says in the name of Rav Meir, Einim Kodesh, but the Kiddushin is no good. We had on a previous Zaf, Rav Meir was quoted as saying, and Kaddish Mishnah said that Rav Meir is Mekodesh. Everybody should hold this Mekodesh. So it's a contradiction. It cannot be Shtachar Gachini. Ella must be, it can't be a Shtachar Kiddushin. I mean, if Chosin didn't call a Shtachar Kiddushin, Kiddush is no good. That's the first mission of Kiddushin. It's Kiddush Keset and it's Kiddush Shtar. It's another form of Kiddush. I could get. The get is good to Shtar alone. But the Kiddush is good to Shtar alone. So it must be The Gemara says, it must be, Ela v'shtachar v'dido. The chasm has a shtar that says that the girl owes him money, the cow owes him money. He gives the backer shtar and he says he forgoes the chasm. And it must be that the cat is the mill, the chasm is sneaking. Don't flesh take enough records. That's what they're fighting about. What's the din? If the chasm is the cat is the camera, by foregoing the death that she owes him. So that indicates that what Rab said is not nitzkum. The Gemara wants to say that what Rab said is nitzkum with all others, but everybody holds that thought. The Gemara says, Amar Amnach Malitzchav, we can reinterpret the price. Chacham Ma'askina, no, the first shot, as we thought of the first shot. The Chacham wrote a shtar that says, Haleyat Mikudesh is free with the shtar there. It's Kiddush Ashtar. It's not that this shtar is a form of Kiddush Ashtar. Not that this shtar says that somebody owes me money, that she owes me money, and by giving her this shtar, she cannot collect $100 from somebody else. Or she saves herself $100 that she doesn't have to pay you. Nothing to do with Kiddush Ashtar. This is a completely separate form of Kiddush Ashtar. The Chacham writes down, Haleyat Mikudesh is free with the shtar there. Aye, but the din is, Kaos Mishnah, the first Mishnah tradition says, Kiddush Ashtar is certainly good. No, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. What constitutes a Shtar Kiddush? Let's say I want to give you a Shtar. Let's say I borrowed money from you. You want to have a Shtar to be able to prove it. What's going to be later while we know that I ever borrowed the money? You want to have a Shtar Raya. Shtar, that should prove that it's really authentic that I owe you that money. So I write a Shtar, I have a Shtar to owe you, let us see your $100,000. And it won't be signed by any agent. It won't be that it's not signed by any agent. If I sign it, it's okay, I sign it. If my signature, but then I wrote it. If it's not signed by me, what's a special form? It's type. It's not written in my agent. Not signed by any witness. That's not a good start. So what's the deal? What's the deal like this? There are two kinds of stories. There's a star liar and a star kidding. A star liar means if you want to have a liar, the star, you want to have a piece of paper, it can prove that you are right. If you have a piece of paper that's not signed by Aiden, it's not signed by the Bazov Ralein, then that's not a star right. Good for nothing? So what happens, let's say a man wants to divorce his wife. And she's not interested in proving later on that she got divorced. She's going to fly off to Israel, to fly off to China, she's going, and now he's coming up here. She doesn't have to prove that she was divorced. She's going to go to California, nobody knows she was ever married. Here's the girl that's known for being an Asian fish. In the community, you know she's the best of Asian fish. But she's not permitted to be married. Unless she sees that she has a guest, she has to have a guest, or have a school, a document signed by members of the Bezna, or some kind of a document signed by Aiden that establishes that she was divorced. Then she's going to go to some community where nobody even knows who the world she is, to start making a sense, she's a familiar, she's single. So even though she says, hey, she thinks she used to be living in Garashti, even though she admits by her own that she was at one time married, but she says right away to Ephraim and Eber, if it is Garashti, I used to be an Asian priest, I got divorced. So that's what the Mishnah calls that Peshaw of our Peshahikir. It's only through her own words that she created the whole problem that she said I was once married. But she says herself, I was once married, but I got a guess, I got divorced. So then we believe her. We believe her that she got divorced, that she's single. We believe she's not allowed to marry a wife. She says she's a Dusha. And she says she's single now. So then she doesn't have to, she does like that, she doesn't have to prove that she got divorced. So let's accept the situation. So the husband is going to give a guess to his wife. And he needs to get just to create the get issue, just to get his wife divorced. They just want to make the divorce, but he doesn't want to give a get that she'd be able to serve later on for her as a liar, that she should be able to prove that she is divorced. So what's the deal? You have to have Adam sign on that yet, or is it not necessary? You just have a star kingdom, a star that's only serving the purpose of creating a kingdom. Like the get by us, as Mara said, the get that we give today, only serves the purpose of king, and it never serves the purpose of Raya. In the days of the mission, in the days of the Talmud, the husband would divorce his wife and give her, if they're interested in getting divorced. Interested in getting divorced, so the husband gave his wife a get, and she would walk around with that get, that would serve as the Raya, that she was divorced. It's fine by witnesses, and it says that she was divorced. Today, the practice is, and many years that we quote in the Shulchanach, and we practice it today, that the wife doesn't walk around with a get. The husband gives his wife a get, she holds it for 2 minutes, and then she gives it back to the rabbi, and keeps it on file in the office of the Bezin, and then the Bezin gives him a document that's signed by the members of the Bezin that she's in fact saying that she's getting divorced. That's a liar. So the tour, that's what we call it here, is the tour, that the document that the Bezin gives her is the liar that she's divorced. That the guest is given only for the purpose of creating the garrison, not to serve as the liar for her. Right. You make a cross. You make a course, that's called Shaykh the Arab and the Get, but it shouldn't be able to be used as a Raya. Whenever you have a document that has a split in it. That's a good question. Why do we do that? No. That's a question. In the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Mishnah, we used to rip up the Geth because of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you rip up the Geth for? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Roman would kill whoever was practicing the religious Gemara. They were master, they were against the law. That's how the Gemara said, the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah speaks about ripping up the Geth. The Gemara says, why do we rip up the Geth? That's a good question. Why do you have such a strange practice of ripping up the Geth? So we're not going to talk about it, because that's a different meaning. But the Gemara now quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, how does the Shtar Kinyan function? Not a Shtar Rari. I wanted you to get to my Rari that she serves not for the purpose of serving for her later as a Rari that she is divorced. No, she's going to have to surrender to get to the back to the bed and they're going to keep it on the file. And they're going to give her a document that's cool, that's going to prove that she's divorced. So the get that the husband is going to give to the wife is only going to be for the purpose of creating the Gerishin, making a guest of war, it's only a shout, the Kenyan purposes, to create the Kenyan. Well, let's see over here, a man wants to marry the girl, then they're going to live happily ever after. But she's not going to need a Raya later on, she needs a document. My wife walks around with a clue that she's married. She lives a shame, she lives in the same apartment as me, but I know she's married. She doesn't have to prove that she lives on it. She doesn't have a marriage date, so they know. Right. Right. And she doesn't really, my wife doesn't really use the stupid to prove that she's married. She doesn't have to prove it. She married isn't proving it. So let's say, under the chuppah, instead of marrying my wife, I give you a check, there's a shorter kesef, I would give her a shtar. So the shtar that I would give her wouldn't really be for the purpose of serving as a shtar raya. I want to give her a raya that she's created to prove that she's married. She's not interested in proving it. She plans to, health and college plans to live happily ever after for many, many years. She doesn't have to prove, not going to be a detail later on. I just want to give her a Shtar Kinyan to create the marriage, to create the Kiddush. That's what the Rishonim discussed, the Shtar Kinyan and the Shtar Raya. Two different things. Let's say, I already sold you the field. But the people in the neighborhood don't know that it's yours. They think that it's still mine. So you ask me, I should give you a favor, give you a document to be able to prove that the field belongs to you. That's the Shtar Raya. The field already was purchased by you. You already made a Kinyan Chazaka. You already made a Kinyan Kesef. You already made a Kinyan Chalit. You already made some kind of a Kinyan or another. And the field is yours. You just want a shtar with which you should be able to prove that the field is yours. Unless I lent you the money and you owe me the money already. So I'll go to play. And then later on, I'd like to have a shtar that should prove that you owe me the money. So that's a shtar raya. But here, the Gemara is not talking about a shtar raya. It's a shtar raya. It's a double portion. You have to have anything signed. If you don't have anything signed, you're in the raya. Of course, you have to have a signature on the box. But if you're talking about a shtar kinyan, a shtar that's only serving the purpose of creating a kinyan, like a get to serve the purpose of creating Yerush. Or a Shtar Kiddushin, to make them get married, to create the marriage. Well, let's say the Shtar Mechir is coming, and the rabbi comes upon this to the Nachran or a Pesach. So the Shtar Mechir is coming, so the Goy needs a Raya. The Goy is so nervous about his business deal that he needs a Raya, that the Chomet is his, or the rabbi wants the Goy to have a Raya. They don't care really about the Raya. You just want to get the Chomet out of our possession, you want to sell the Chomet to the Nachran. So you want to make a Shtar Kinyan. So the question is, when you make a Shtar Kinyan, is it necessary to have signatures on the bottom? You have to have witnesses signing it? Maybe you don't have that. So the Gemara has this famous machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, the original machlokes is by get. So the Torah says, the possible of Seder Kriyas, the husband should write a get, is by Seder Kriyas, means Seder doesn't mean a book, it means a Shtar. A Seder means a sphere of glory. The Gemara says, a story of Kriyas. Kriyas means Gerishon of separation. So the Gemara speaks about what exactly creates the creatures? Do you say that Edi Hasima Parsi makes the creatures? Edi Hasima are necessary even on a Shtar Kinyan. Not only on a Shtar Raya, even on a Shtar Kinyan you must have Edi Hasima. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Every Shtar, whether it's Shtar Raya or a Shtar Kinyan, must have Edi Hasima. What do you say? No. That Rav Elazar's opinion is, Rav Elazar the son of disagrees, that Edi and Mishira Parsi, you don't have that Edi Hasima on a Shtar Kinyan. On a Shtar Raya you have to have Edi Hasima, otherwise no Raya itself. But a Shtar Kinyan doesn't have to have any signature on the bottom. What you have to have is Edim Mesiri, you have to have Edim present at the time that the get is handed over to the girl. Why do you have to have Edim present at the time that the get is handed over to the girl? What do you need Edim to do? If you hold like that, may... So Rashi and the Rambam both say like that. Let's say a cousin gives the child of the ring under the foot and you think, how that mitzvah should be. But you know, going back on the Tosfos label, that's not okay, and that's not wrong, that you have to have Edim Mitzvah HaDov. If the cousin gives the ring to the child and you're not kosher Edim Rashi, all the people under the foot are relatives.
women of Kulam, the relatives of Kulam, the non-religious people, all the Eidim of Kulam. So there's no Eidim, there's no Kiddushin. There's no Kiddushin. That's how many folks can say regarding the Sefer. The Reformed Rabbi performed a marriage ceremony. So very often it'll turn out that the Imam is not kosher Eidim. There's no kosher witnesses standing under the chuppah. No one religious was invited to the wedding. Even if there was someone religious, he wasn't sitting near the front and he didn't see the way the Chassan gave over the name and he didn't hear any Harayah. So there's no Kiddushin. And even though the Chassan and the Kala both exist to each other and to everybody, they say that if you did get married and I get the ring and I say Harayah Mekudeshin, you know that there's nothing. She can go and marry someone else. There isn't a single Muslim. There's nothing. You know, so the thing is, it's a Kiddushin. To take it back, you must have Aiden watching, otherwise it's not tough. But some like the Imam, they say that the growth itself is something that no Aiden watching. The sale is still valid. The Moses Badini Mammon is like he wanted to make a commentary. Adam alone needed, the bureau has over. If I had it in favor, a lot of proof who's right, then you have to have Adam. But if there's no fight about anything, then the sale is valid or the loan is valid without any Adam watch. But in Gittin or in Kiddushin, when you give a gift and when you give Kiddushin, if you don't have Adam watching, then the Kiddushin of the Gittin is absolutely not called up to win. So according to the opinion of Abba Loza, that has to be the way we start. The point of Abba Loza is the sheet that we accept. That A, they receive a currency, when you give the gift over to the girl, there's no need to have any signatures on the gift. The husband can write down, he writes his name, hereby divorce my wife and he writes his wife's name, and she hereby has the right to marry whoever she wants, and he gives this letter to his wife, no signature signed on the bottom, hope they cannot serve at all as a shtarai, they're not to be able to serve as a shtarai. And the din is, like that law, that if it's given in the presence of two witnesses, A, they receive a currency. If it's given in the presence of two witnesses, that itself is a sanctity. And what he needs to witness is, and Rashi and Rambam say, Toshit, that the deen of Dabba should be ever, just like by Chabad tradition. You give the deen when you get married, you have to have two witnesses watching. When you give the get, it's also Dabba should be ever. You have to have two witnesses watching, otherwise it's not valid. So let the Dabba see his promise. Let the Dabba see his promise. Let's say when you sell a promise. So that's not a Dabba should be ever. It's not an ethic of business, you can just play a moment. So then, Halakha Lamaish, it says in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the common practice. If you don't have to have any Eidim signed on the document, the Shulchan Aruch Kriyas Chametz doesn't have any signature signed on the bottom. The rabbi signed on the bottom that he's selling the Chametz. And he can't serve as a... He can serve as an Eid if he's selling no Chametz. He's selling the Chametz more about the document. So he can't serve as two kosher Eidim. So the thing is, you don't need Eidim signed on the bottom. And you don't need two kosher Eidim watching either. There's no need for Eidim to see about Shulchan moment. The only time Rashi and Rambam said the only time you need Eidim to see the Chametz, you need Eidim watching on the Shulchan is given over by Shulchan tradition. Or by the Shtar Yes. I yet to come to that mayor, the mayor says you have to have two Aiden signed on the Shtar tradition, and two Aiden signed on the guest. And then when you give the guest over, shouldn't the new Aiden appear because his brother should be over? But the Rabbi Natan says, how about it? How about it? You need four Aiden. You need two pairs of Aiden. You need two Aiden. You have the same two Aiden. You have the same name, but you have to have... Yeah. The Rabbi Natan, thank you for giving that dollar out. Rabbi Natan used to say that even Rabbi Meir, who thinks that Eidi Chatzimah Tarsi, that the guest has to have two Eidim signed on the bottom, he doesn't deny this point, that the guest must be given over in the presence of two kosher witnesses as well, because it's late or out in the case and give over the ring, because if you usually have to have two witnesses watching. And you give over the guest to the wife, to divorce her, and finally you need two Eidim watching them as well. So Rabbi Lozen says, that's all you need. All you need are two Eidim watching. And there's no need to have two witnesses found on the bottom of the star. It's not a star, are you? You don't need a star. Right? Right, then 100%. The Gemara says, even a conqueror of Laza, whom we pass in lies, that the guest doesn't have to have anything signed on it. That is, they seek an oilon as a takonah. They instituted a takonah with the rabbanon, that you should always have anything signed on the bottom, because the man of the Gemara, the man of Mishnah, they would give the guest to the wife. And she'd walk around with that guest. And if she's in the same community where everybody knows that she was at one time in Eishes Tish, she's not the least to say on her own that I got a guest. Unless she can prove it. How does she prove it? By producing the guest. So the Gemara says, you're trying to have love, there's a Tachon of the Rabbonim as an Eishes Tavor. It's an Eishes Tavor, so you should have to witness the sign on the guest so that the guest should be able to serve as a Shtar Raya to the woman. In addition to serving as a Shtar King to create the generation, which would be good, which would be valid, even if you wouldn't have any witnesses signed on the day, or you'd have two witnesses present to shout, you see the name, you see the country, you have love or hope, you have to have two of them signed, you can't keep an oil on. But the wife should be able to prove later on that she got the witness.
What does she mean?
So what does she want to have a rally that she's married?
You're able to take money out of the bank, right?
Okay.
Okay. They're right, the Rambam and the Rish disagree. Shekhanot, they quote, this shadow that you raise, according to Reb Meir, that if you have two witnesses signed on the dead, you have to have two witnesses present at the time that the dead is given over. The patient quote this famous opinion of the Rabbi Natan, the other Rabbi Natan, right? He always used to say that even according to Reb Meir, you have to have the agent signed on the dead, and you have to have the agent present when the dead is given over. And Shekhanot, they quote the opinion of the Rambam and the Rish, and the Gaonim who disagree. They say no, that if you have to wait in time on a gift, there's no need to have to wait in presence on the funeral. The question, why? Why, isn't it? Should it be the same as giving over the gift to tradition? Under the chuppah, you have to have two kosher ladies. So why don't you need two kosher ladies when you give over the gift? So the Rishonim have a whole discussion exactly why. What's the deal? Why do the Rambam and the Rish disagree with the Rabbi in time? Isn't the Rabbi in time right? They have a whole discussion about it. Gemara has one opinion that if you're missing a minion, if you only have nine people, then you can't just take a prayer as a tenth one. Many Gemara says that that's also a joke. We don't pass my death and it doesn't make any sense. No.
Right.
That's a very good catch of Gemara, I think. That's called the first question that the Gemara introduces and gets. Who says that you need Steve and Kapim or Ishmael? The Gemara has to do no such a thing. The Gemara digs up one time and says you need both Ishmael. That's the whole discussion, you know. Why should we have to say the Fonai Nasa than the Fonai Nasa?
If someone says that we actually gave it to her, you could say I signed it, so say it in my law, and she claims she got the same comments. So, I can't come around with these ones.
He says he never gave it to her.
He
says that she stole it out of his state.
Yeah, she
took
it. I
never gave
it to her. I saw it,
you know,
it was a bad move, and I
looked
it on the table and walked out.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. The state just discusses that question. You see, when the husband tells the aiden to sign the get has not yet been delivered. If the husband will write the get, he might divorce him, gives it to his wife, and then the aiden sign it, then they're signing. This is that's the thing that we saw the husband divorce and wife and son. Then we can understand how the wife can walk around with his get and prove that she got divorced because the aiden signed on the bottom that the get is in a very good place. But that's not the way it goes. What happens is the husband tells the aiden, write a get and sign it. What are the aiden signing? That he's interested in divorcing his wife. That he's interested. He didn't do anything yet. That he was written with more interested. I hope I'm there to change his mind. So later on, when he gives this get over to his wife, let's say in the presence of two special witnesses, and then she walks on with this document, that the signatures on this document attest to the fact that the get was given to you by my husband. What else? What are you talking about? The signatures on the document. They died already before he gave over the get. They signed the get one day, and the husband gives the get to the wife a month later. So he even could have died before he gives over the get. How can you say the witnesses that signed the get a month ago are testifying that the get was given over? But that's a major issue. Tosfos talks about that very sure. Very sure has a big effect on that. And the Sibis quotes in the Tosfos very sure on that trash. Chiddush and Hilchos Tosfos. They depend if he's a Bardas or not. Yes, right. But usually, in the time of the Gemara, Chiddush was a deaf mute, so usually uneducated to the extent that he would be retarded. We must have got a Chiddush out of the cotton, and the Chiddush means a person who's retarded. His man is there, Papa Sarachesh is not retarded. And he would be kosher ranged, he would be short-term meaning, he wouldn't have his back. He doesn't need a physical moment. But this means one who is not all this.
Actually,
the
question
is, there's another question, why write a date in the guest? So his mind introduces that issue. What is the exact date? And I tell you, you don't have to have any mind. The guest would be good also. I guess I was not a woman with my family. I was born with a saloon with no good. So basically, still doing it in the
Abba.
Because they give the wife to get an idea. Some of them. I mean,
so
it's in the similar family.
Is he
given
all
home first?
Or is it as the day he gets married, he wants to get the same day?
No. If he gives a get, and he doesn't want to take a second, last, second, second later.
No.
And then he goes ahead to live with his wife in between.
because that nullifies the whole effect of the jet. If he's living in his life, he's saying that I don't want the jet. But then the jet is going to get. Let's say he tells the sefer, he authorizes the sefer to write a jet for my wife and give it to her in a month. And then before the sefer gets to write it, or before he gets to write it, before he delivers it, he's living with his wife. He then the Rambam writes explicitly that the fact that it is with her, that nullifies the whole Kibbutz Habala, nullifies the Rishma, nullifies everything. The jet has to be written at a time that he's no longer with his wife. Okay. So the Gemara says that this, we had a brisa. The Gemara quotes a brisa and Rachman Chesem now. Three opinions in the brisa. A man is mekadesh the girl with a shtar. These are what kind of a shtar. And the mekadesh the shtar, one time it says good, one time it says no good, one time it says it depends whether the shtar, the piece of chaser, has a shell of truth. The Gemara says, what kind of shtar is this? The shtar is in Hariat Mekudash, that's Kiddush Shtar. That's not Kiddush Shetzim. The Kiddush Shtar, everybody holds it good. If the Shtar says, it's a legal document that says, if somebody owes me $1,000, and I give this document to the girl and I say, yes, now I give you the $1,000, you go collect it. But we just said before that that's good. And the Kaddish Mishal says, we are free. It's transferring a debt that someone else owes him, it's transferring to the Kaddish. The Gemara says, that's good. So it must be, the Gemara says, that the Kaddish owes him the money, and he gives it back to her Shtar. He says, Hariyah Mekudeshes, clearly you don't have to pay me the $1,000 that you owe me. So Hariyah Mekudeshes, and what Rav said, when the Kaddish removes it, is that Mekudeshes is really a machlokes. Rav said, if the Kalo is the chasm money, the Kaddish is not, and a long time back. And the chasm said, I'm worth of the debt, Hariyah Mekudeshes, and the Chidus are moved there. So Rav says, it's no good. We want it. That's machlokes after that. The Gemara says, no, we'll go back to Pshat Aleph. The Pshat is Mekaddish the Shtar, he writes Hariyah Mekudeshes, please. I react that that's terrible Mishnah. It's the first draft in tradition that that's good. The Gemara says, no, they're arguing about a fundamental machlokes chatanoim. How do you make Kiddush Shtar? If the chasm writes Hariat Mekudash is clean, the shtar is there, he gives it a shtar, and there are no witnesses signed on the shtar. Is that good? But there are witnesses present, so the AB and the C are present at the time he gives over the document under the chuppah. So is that a good Kiddush or not? But the Gemara says, that's a machlokes. The same machlokes you have by Jack is applicable to any shtar to you. Not that kid. Adam is still a character. Already has seen a character. The word character means which Adam creates the creatures. The original Machlokes is by Jared. We're talking about what creates the Davishes. How do you make the Davishes? There's a creature. You have to have Adam's sign, or it's not necessary to have Adam's sign. But the Gemara says clearly that the Machlokes are mayor of Lazar. Whether it's essential to have Adam's sign on the get or not, applies even to the case of Shtar Kiddushin. Is it necessary to have Adam's sign on the Shtar Kiddushin? It's a universal Machlokes. Right, so that's what he wants. There's no need to show a Pluto. Show a Pluto needs information in the form of Kiddush HaKesef. But if you want him to carry the Shtar, but then in gets off his wife, he gives her get. There's no requirement that the get should be a show of Pluto. The Gemara says, Habamina, why shouldn't you require the get should be a show of Pluto? Because it says, the Kosovo says, the creatures did not come to Yodo, it won't be required in Sinai the Kishir, it doesn't the word must in Biblical Hebrew always have a connotation of Kishir. So the Gemara says, no. And as all the enemies of the Nassim, they should give it the Shtar. Give it the Shtar. Sometimes the Nassim are claiming it's a Kodesh. A lot of times in the Chumash, the word the Nassim means the sin of the Kishir. And over here, it doesn't mean here means the sin of the Shtar. So the Gemara says, there's no need to show the truth. If I start Kiddush, you also wouldn't need to show the truth. So the Gemara says, this is the Nachlok of Shafanah. We're talking about a Shtar Kiddush. Not a Shtar that says somebody owes somebody else money. He gives it a Shtar Kiddush, but he didn't have any aid in sign on the Shtar Kiddush. And that's the Nachlok of Shafanah. Rav Nachman Yitzchus says, Halacha b'mayas kinon, here in his writing. What case are we talking about? You go on, for example, Shekit Shidishtar, Shein Olavedin, the witnesses didn't sign on the star, they were just standing by, and watching where the Chosman gave her over, handed over the star. So Rabbi Meir, Litai Meir, Rabbi Meir says in the writing, Einu Mekudeshes, this Rabbi Meir, Lishitah So, the Omar, his opinion is by Jeff, Eidi Hasimah Karati. That you must have Eidi Hasimah, you must have Eidim sign, in order to make the creatures, in order to make the get valid, the Hu Adinami have to have Adam sign to make the Shtar Kiddushin valid. And if there's no Adam sign on it, there's Adam Kodesh, the Kiddushin Shtar is not valid. And Rav Lazar says it is good, that's Rav Lazar the Tainai, Rav Lazar the Kiddushin thought so. The Yomah, he says, I get Adam is the retired thing, they hold the same by Shtar Kiddushin. Same as Lazar the Shtar Kiddushin. What did the Chachamim say? What did they talk about? The Chachamim say,
you see whether the piece of paper on which it's written shows truth. If it shows truth, it's good Chidushin Yitam Tefet. And if it's not shows truth, then it's no good. So what do they hold? So you used to say, well, I would have said they hold like, I would have said they hold like that Meir. I would have said, before you get to the Gemara, it's the place to say, what if the Gemara go up stuff like that? The Pasha Shanti would say like this, so that don't hold like that Meir. But if you don't have anything fine on the star, Kiddushin on the star, yes, it's no good. But it's no good as a star. So you come up with a Kiddush and you say, but it is good as a Shikesek. And Rameya says, no, but the cousin didn't have a mind to do Kiddush Shikesek. The cousin wants to make Kiddush star. Right? So I would have thought that the Rabbanim hold the same as Rameya, that if you have a star Kinyan without any Fatima on it, it's not good as a star. But they just argue in a different detail. If a man, a man wants to make a kinyan, so there are different ways to make a kinyan. So he wants to make a kinyan star, and if you go to a star, the shatnah could be no good, but he wants to marry the girl. And it happens that this star could serve as kiddushin because of a different reason. It could serve as kiddusha kesef, because a star is a valuable piece of fashion. You can erase what he wrote and reuse it for some other purpose. So is that good kiddushin or not? Hayyoyi said, Zeh Chosan and the Kaaba had in mind kiddusha star, which is not valid for the non-Kiddushi. But it, should I say that it's valid in time Kiddushi Kesef? So the man says, no, since they had him on Ishtar, and Ishtar is not good, there's no good for Kiddushi Kesef either. And the Chachamim say, no, that it is good. So that Shad is a beautiful Shad, but the Gemara doesn't say that. That's the place he's going to ask, why not? The Gemara says, there are Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say, Shamina Taniyar? Yes, they need to keep the paper to see if it's worth to show truth is good. The Gemara says, Mistakya Lahu, they are not sure. Each of them are each of them. They're not sure that they need Aiden Stone on the Star Kingdom. They don't need Aiden Stone. Hilka, therefore they say, Shaman the Fan of Yah, estimate how much the paper is worth. Yes, we shall put it in the Kudashin. If love, and if it's not a Shavakuto, then it will be a subject to Kudashin. So they say they're not sure, maybe you don't need Aiden Stone. So they say, if it's a piece of paper, it's not a Shavakuto, then the Kudushin and stuff is maybe the Kudushin Star is valid. And if this paper is on the puto, then it's a bad recognition because of a different angle, because of the Kiddushin.
Right.
She
cares that this is worth the paper.
No, he gave her Kiddushin Kesef. He gave her a star, which is Kiddushin Kesef.
He gave her something that was worth Shavuot.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to care that this was worth Shavuot. She has all the paper.
No, that doesn't matter. Yeah, that doesn't matter. That's okay. Yeah. But every Kiddushin Kesef is
on that.
Yeah, the Kinyan Kesef, the Kiddushin Kesef. The thing is right away if, on this Gemara, why did the Gemara have to say that the Chachamim are Mitzakilahu, the Rabbanan are not sure whether the Rameh is right, that you have to have signatures, that the Rabbanan is right, you don't have to have signatures. Say a simple shot that Rabbanan holds, that not the Rameh. They don't hold like the Rameh. But if you don't have Kiddush, it's absolutely no good whatsoever, the Torah's Kiddush Star. But they hold, alright, even though you had in mind Kiddush Star, but if it's Torah Kiddush, so we say the Kiddush is valid because of Kesef, there was Kiddush Kesef, and Rameh says no good. You have to have in mind a particular Kavanah, the shame, that's why it's a Kiddush. Not just enough, if you have Kavanah to do it, to have the Kiddush take effect, and you happen to have done a Kiddush, if you had in mind for a different Kiddush, why not say like that? The Torah says no. If you hold like Rav Lozzer that you only ate in sign on the star, then it should always be a good Kiddush, even if it's... What? So the Rabbanan say that, so the Rabbanan say, Shom in the Sanah Yor. They say you have to see if it's worth a Pruta. Well, you have to see if it's worth a Pruta. If you did it like Rav Lozzer that you only ate in sign on the star, there should be good Kiddush, even if it's not a show of Pruta. So they don't hold like Rav Lozzer. The only question is, do they hold like Rav Meir, or they mistook it whether that Meir is like Rav Lozzer that? Instead of saying the Pasha Shaka, that Rabbanan hold like Rav Meir, the Gemara says they're Mistapkulu. They're not sure whether the din is like Rav Lozzer or the din is like Rav Meir. Why does the Gemara say Mistapkulu? So that's what Pesach points out over here on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say, according to the Rabbanan, Mistapkulu? The Pesach says the Gemara knows for sure that this idea is not right. That you cannot say like this. That all you need is Kavanah, that the Kinyan should take effect. I want to marry the girl, and I sneeze. And I thought that the way to do tradition is by sneezing. And then after sneezing, I gave the girl the handkerchief, and I called her to keep the handkerchief, and I didn't realize that the handkerchief is a shalom puto. And that itself is good for tradition. I thought that now that she's my wife, I sneeze, I make tradition, so it's her responsibility to hold on to my handkerchief or something.
And I didn't realize that this is Kiddush HaTet. The sense says, no, that's for sure, that's not good Kiddush. That's our Gemara in Bava Metzia has like that. You know, has a famous case in the Mishnah Bava Metzia. Roar HaMetzia is an awful one there. It's a double shal hefker. Let's say somebody takes $1 million bill and puts it in the streets and makes it an ass and call up Satan is awful. Whoever wants to take the money. Everybody starts running. The one guy, he starts running and he didn't know what to do. So he takes his hat and he throws it on top of the, he takes his jacket, throws it on top of $1 million thinking that by throwing, or he is muffled or whatever, he lays down on top of the Messiah to prevent everybody else from taking, and he thought that that's a form of sin. If you put your hat on and you throw your jacket on, it is talito aleho, muffled aleho, he thought that that's a form of sin. The mission says that's not, and it's not his, and if the other guy throws him off and he grabs $1 million, so he'll be a millionaire. The first guy will do that. Thank you tomorrow, Akasha, but there is a din of dollar amish a lot of cleaning floor. You're cleaning with a king in dollar amish. If I just stand in the street, and $1 million bill is within my dollar amish, and there's nobody else within that, it's not within anybody else's dollar amish at the same time. But the Gemara says $1 million is mine. The news that he's running there, and he lays on top of it, and he goes back, says within his dollar amish. The Gemara says no, he had in mind the king, the non-existent king, of Tiras Khalid, so he had in mind the kingdom of Rafa'ullah. He didn't have in mind the kingdom of Dalarah. He ruined it. He was very from the Gemara. That's already today. He points that out on the Gemara. I'm that in the Shula. He was very from the Gemara that even though you have Kabbalah's kingdom, you want to get, I want to get rich. I'd like to be the millionaire. I want to get the money. And I thought I was making a kingdom. And what I thought was the kingdom was not. But I happened to have made a different kingdom, King Dalarah. So the Gemara said that it's no good. It's clear. You have to have intentions for that specific kingdom. But the same over here, Tyson says, if the din would really be like a mayor, that you must have Eri Chassima starring on the Shtar Kinyan, not only on the Shtar, why would we have to have Eri Chassima? On the Shtar Kinyan, you also need Eri Chassima, but then nobody would say the Shalom in front of you. You don't say that just because it happens to be, but if it happens in, they all had in mind to make you this Shtar. He said, Harim HaKadosh HaShtar is there. He didn't say the chance of the Shalom Tuta. He doesn't want chance, he wants Shtar. What are you going to tell me? Ah, I'm ready to put me some after because of the show to me. He didn't have a mindset. It's no good. The only time that Chachamim will say in the right to Shalom the Son of Yor is, if it's anywhere in the South Kilohu, maybe the Dinah Zek of Rav Lozor, maybe Rav Lozor is right, then you don't need any Hasima. But then it's right to say Shalom the Son of Yor. Build is a book. Build is a book. How does it make it better? I don't know. Then you show him, can you show him, say something over here, they don't finish off the sentence. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. Says to Gemara, the Gemara gave a whole different interpretation of the Bible. It doesn't go on her chakra that he's going at that, as she owes it. No, he's giving her a star tradition. And he doesn't have any aid in finding it. Maybe he had in mind
to
use a piece of paper. Okay. 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 Something like that. You have to put the taxes that are a little better than the third. But he didn't have a mind. He said, how young could that be the stop? No, if he would have said that would be great, but everybody would have wanted to start to. He didn't say that. No, that's right. That's clear as a hypothetical. Even if they do, but why should they make any conditions? What's the Torah? That's how the Torah to change the thing. What's the Torah to change anything over here? Yeah. If you make it clear that that's what your intentions are, yeah.
If
it's this case, they won't change the situation, they'll never figure it out. Mm-hmm. Now, the speaking hypothetically, if such a case should come up, what would the deal be?
But can't they have a case
where
you're
pumped
into the
end of the fire? No, the Gemara says
you're
cooking this after. Yes, you can't say Eden Kodesh, because Gemara says it's after. Yes. What is the Machalikis that Rav Meir Ablozer? What is the Machalikis that we would have? Eden Hasina Karasin, or Eden Hasina Karasin? What are they writing about? And the Gemara has indeed, you know, he mentioned, the Gemara has 7 other masculinities.
the major machlokes is, do you have to have two Eidim sign on the dead and on the Stag Kedushin? You don't have to have two Eidim sign. It's tradition of the Eidim are watching, or so the Shana Chavit coming. You have to have two Eidim sign on the Shana Chavit coming, that it should be valid as a Kinyan Shtar. But you don't have to have two Eidim sign on the Shana Chavit, so leave you, you don't have any two Eidim. That's the major machlokes. That is not having, in the beginning of the Gita, another Shana. The Gita is that a guest has to be written the Shema. Right, any other guest has to be written the Shana Chavit. The Shana Chavit is not. Say the creatures, they have to have, the creatures have to have in mind that the time that he writes the get, that this get is going to be used for this person to devote his specific work. So the Gemara says, in the very beginning of the Gittin, what part exactly of the get has to be written in Shema? What part of the get? As he says, I'm meaning that we have the get has 12 lines, with as Shittin, and then you have the two signatures on the bottom, a normal get, 12 lines and 2 lines. Which part of the get has to be written in Shema? So the Gemara says, if he says, if you hold like Reb Meir, that you have to have signatures on the bottom, every get has to have signatures on the bottom, the 12 lines can be written by any glory. You don't have to have signatures. The only thing that needs signatures more are the signatures on the bottom. But if you hold like Reb Meir, that you don't even need any signatures on the bottom. Well, obviously, if you don't even need them to get to the dinner of the shmores on the bottom signatures, so the signatures more must refer to the 12 lines on top. So how does Reb Meir know that? That according to Reb Meir, the 12 lines on top do not have to be written in the Shema. Why? Reb Meir has at least 14 lines. So that's 14, he's speaking in the Shema. What does the Gemara say? It can't be. The Gemara says it can't be. Who is the Talmud? The Gemara says, what is the Son of Nefta? The Son of Nefta, that the Ksiva, the 12 lines have to be written in the Shema. And the Hasima, the signature, the 2 lines have to be written in the Shema, all 14 lines. The Gemara says it can't be. Reb Meir holds, you only need the bottom 2 lines written inside the Shema. And of love and you only need the top 12 lines of written Shema. You don't need the bottom 2 lines of written Shema. And the Gemara knows, you have to have in mind that, that this man should divorce this wife as this gift. By my signing the gift, I'm enabling the husband to divorce his wife. If I didn't... That's what it means, Shema. The Shema means that he's enabling the husband to divorce his wife. If he wouldn't sign the gift, the get wouldn't be cautious, so the husband wouldn't be able to divorce his wife. Let's say, according to Rebbe Lozo, according to Rebbe Lozo, that you don't need Edom at all on the bottom, the get is good without Edom. So the Edom sign always shall have Lishma. The Edom always sign shall have Lishma, because this signature does not help. It's Lamal of Lamorin in the Gedishin. The Gedishin is good by the big sign that they don't sign. So the Gemara starts off by saying, according to Rebbe Lozo, the Chassim of Edom is always shall have Lishma. The Shema means by
mind.
That's what the Gemara says. Even though Rebbe Lozo holds you don't have to have Edom, but if you sign, you have to sign the Shema. But the Gemara originally says that that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara starts off by saying that doesn't make any sense. Even the Shema, Chassim of Shema means we are here by signing this get to enable a husband to divorce his wife. What do you mean to enable? He can divorce his wife. But that's the two lines on the bottom. Sons of Lozo, you got the 12 lines on top. You don't have to have any two Edom signing on the bottom. So you can never have Chassim or Shema. That's the Gemara's sign. So how did the Gemara know this? This piece of Gemara did. How did the Gemara know that? But according to Reb Meir, who holds that you have to have two witnesses signed on the bottom of the get, you don't need all 14 lines of written in Shema. You even have to sign the Shema. The 12 lines of the get, you can have forms. You can have printed forms. You can save a lot of money. You can have printed forms of the get. You just fill in the names of the husband and the wife. And you even sign on the bottom. The only thing that has to be the Shema is the signature on the bottom. How did the Gemara know that? So the matter of Yehuda has a whole shiva alaka that he took with him, so he took with him, and he found out his son. He gets stuck. What's going on? From the back of the matter of Yehuda, they had to others from Rabbis Kafani. So he explains the key to the whole issue. What's going on? What is the crux of the Machlech that Mer of Lord, the Erech has been cast in three times? How does Yehuda know what they're fighting about? Yehuda has more cases where they are. How does Yehuda figure all this out? Just based on the simple Machlech, so you have to have Edom sign on the bottom of that. So Rabbis Kafani explains the problem. The Gemara had the following question. We have two kinds of stars. We have a Shtar Rayah and we have a Shtar Kinyan. That's what we were discussing. So Shtar Rayah means, I already sold you the field. You already made a Kinyan. You made Chazakim, you made Kesir, you made Kalitim. You already made a Kinyan on the field. But you want to have a Rayah that I shouldn't be able to find it, but I want that to do. You want to have a Rayah itself that is Kolon field. So when I give you a Shtar, that's going to be a Shtar Rayah. Shtar Rayah, you certainly have to have witnesses saying you the right sign or the Edom sign or not. You don't have Edom sign on the bottom, nobody signed it. So what's the right? There's no right itself. It's on a Shtar Kinyan that the Talon have the details. So what are they talking about in that? So this Kohan explains that Meir's opinion is A, they have seen the type of news like this. I come over to a single girl, I want to marry her, and I give her a document that says, I write my name ahead of her, and I say, this is Pastor Tony Hershel Schefter, is married to Shoshana Shapiro. I write maiden name. I give her this document, and she now has a raya that we are married. By my giving her a raya that we are married, this causes us to become married. That's the definition of star opinion. By giving a star raya, the mayor's opinion is that there's only one kind of star. Not two stars, a star raya. But you can create tradition by giving the kala a raya that she is married to you, that creates tradition. Let's say I'm married to my wife. Not married to the fact. Let's say you're not married. I'm walking down the aisle. And I don't have any ring. I can't afford to buy a ring. So I take a piece of schmuck, I take a piece of paper, and I write down, hurry up with the precious ring, and I get Aiden to sign it. And it says that the two of us are married. And I give her a raya that we are married. But we're not married, it's not true. The fact that I give her a raya, the fact that she can prove that we are married, this causes us to become married. Or, I'm married to her now. I'm married to the girl. And we want to get divorced. 1 minute, 1 minute. Let's say 1 minute. Or let's say we are married. We want to get divorced, we make her want to get divorced. I give her a document that says, this is Pastor saying that we are now divorced, and it has our name. And if she walks around to the document, she can prove that we are divorced. I could have never divorced her. No. The man says, that is a method of creating divorce, by giving a raya to the other party, that the kinyan has already taken place. This itself constitutes the kinyan. And I give the nochriya, a raya, an el pesach, but the chomet belongs to him. That itself accomplishes that the chomet now belongs to him, even though no other kinyan has made. I've got this raya, the Yad Hashem, by giving a raya to the other person, that causes the kinyan to take effect. That's what the Maharam Shik. That's what Meir's opinion. There's only one kind of raya, there's only one kind of star. The star right. Right, and if that's fine, then it's not a star right, is it?
And you take a star, and so you give it to the girl. You said, it's a raya, it's on record that she's married.
That's not a raya either. No, no. No, we have another, we have a lot of reading with stars. The one thing in star is that the raya only begins when it ceases bala star. If I write a star and I give it to Aiden, that's no good anymore. Is that
right?
No, no, that's even for star raya it's like that. Star raya is only a raya when it's held by the bala star. If it's not ceases bala star, then we say that it's mitzihim and only six seven. The six seven is no good and the star is good. How do you distinguish? The Chumash says, you see, without the problem, the Eri star is no good. The Eri said the star is good. The business institution and affair of star. So the answer is, the star is only if the dust on the sky is right. So if the Eri write it on their own, they say the Eri are washing the chasm and they write on their own, this is to ascertain that the chasm got married to the child and they give it to the baby. That's the see, without the problem, that's not good. So that's the Eri sign. We watch the murder. We watch the way somebody moving to a sinner. That's the see, without the problem, that's not good. The only time it's good is, if the Zaf on the sky is authorizing the Aiden to sign it, and the Zaf on the sky is giving this star to the Bala star, and it sees the Bala star, then the Torah has a Parsha star, then it's not going to be fixed on, then it's called star.
The point about Mayo is that the guest
is
the
Ayah,
when he says, then why would he destroy
the Vietnam? Doesn't matter. So this Kohan says like this, according to the Mayo, that the definition of a star is only one kind of star that comes from it, star Ayah. By giving her the right that we are married, it creates our marriage. By giving her a right that we're divorced, it creates the divorce. By giving her the right that the Chomet is his, the Chomet is their plan. It becomes his. And so on. Well, by, I give you a right that this karka belongs to you, and it never belongs to you, that it's of course, that it does belong to you. According to that mayor, this Chomet explains, which part of the get that they get has 12 lines, the whole story, and then the two signatures of the master. The more it sounds to go, which part of the get needs to be with the small, but the Gemara says, only the bottom two signatures, because every star is a star rai. A star rai means testimony. Testimony is when the witnesses sign their name. The 12 lines on top are just that if it seems to vomit, that you should know, what are they testifying about? What's wrong with the Adam? So you type up on top the whole list, you should know what the Adam are signing. You have to read it first. Remember, they sign, their signatures are testifying that is so. So every star really consists only of the two lines on the bottom of Contramayor. The top is not a star. The top is just something that enables you to know what the Eidim are testifying on the bottom. Now, Shani came to Rav Lozor, Rav Lozor had a different definition. Rav Lozor's opinion, that's how he's asking, that two distinctions are established. The Shtaraya and the Shtakina. The Shtaraya is, I did you right, or something exists already, that it happened already. And the Shtakina doesn't mean by giving you a raya that it took place, it causes it to take place. No, there is no such thing. If it didn't take place, you can't make such a hope. There's a hope. I did a raya that it happened, that it causes it to happen. Well, love who's the senior retasking, I said, no. The Shtakinian is a whole different animal, it's a whole different institution. Shtakinian means, if I say about the Hariyat Mukadesh is really no good, I have to give paper, I have to do something. If I write it down on a piece of paper, Hariyat Mukadesh is really, I give it over, but that's cool, the mind's opinion, if I write this people have minds for this stuff. And I hand it over, whereas if I really say it about the, it's burning, it's on my life, Hariyat Mukadesh is in many. I tell you about the, it's more of yours, you can tell you the character is yours, you can keep the character. Whatever you say about prayer doesn't take any effect. But if you say the same thing that you would have said about prayer, you write it on a piece of paper, so it's more serious, and you give it over to the other seller, so it's a stronger, it's a higher level of God. The Buddha says, that creates the kingdom. You don't have to have any signatures on the bottom. If you want to have a writer, it's on my post, you throw in the two signatures on the bottom. But that's not the definition of Shtar Kingdom in Kontrablot. Kontrablot is Shtar Kingdom means, Deeper Hamaisa, Big Star. And inside, that's the definition of Shtar Kingdom. That's how the Shubha and the Maharaj Shit, and I'm sure there's one of the Talmidim of the Sanskrit. But in every generation, we used to have a different list of Shtar Kingdom from Yehuda. Yehuda has a different list of, maybe even his son has one too, and she got two on, but he calls his father's list of his, it's hard to read, it's the Yiddish, that's the nation Yiddish. I have to know, I don't know what language is that, but I can't figure out what is it. There's a whole list of Hashtar Mechir, and then he explains why his father wrote that list. And the front third of it. This is a list of another generation, so you also the different list of it. There's not one standard list of Hashtar Mechir is coming. This is where I brought it right this way. So the front third of the list of Hashtar Mechir is coming to us, and he was signed by Tulane. He didn't do that to him. He was signed by Tulane, and he says, this is to ascertain that all of the Chumash belongs to John Smith, and I not his name, and so on. And this is how the Shtar writes. This is how the Shtar writes, not the list of the Shtar Kingdom. So the Maharam Shrik has a shiver where he talks about the list of the Shtar Mechir, the Shtar Mechir, what kind of a fun list of is that? Doesn't the Shtar Kingdom have to be written by Washington? I hereby tell you the Chumash. I tell you the Chumash, I got cut, whatever, you have to say, I hereby am doing something, what do you mean? You write a list of Havishtar, right? Yeah. They write in the children, if the Jinn would have been like Reb Meir, if the Jinn would have been like Reb Meir, today they have seen a currency, that there's only one kind of star, Shtar Raya. Then you don't have to say, I hereby am marrying you. The guy can write, I hereby am divorcing my wife. You can write a list of Havishtar, right? Because the Kontra of Meir, every star is a Shtar Raya. So you write, this is ascertainment, so and so and so. It's not true. This makes it that it is true. It is not a constant. But the Kashi is a Yosef, we talk to him like Rabbi Elazar, that the two distinct Dinam of Shtar Kinyan is not the same as Shtar Raya, the whole different degree of this Miyatma, so that's where the Maram Shik has stories, that the Rebbe is with the Chum, so it's Yusuf HaShtar, how can the Rebbe write a list of, this is as the same as the Chum, the one for John Smith, but it doesn't work, and you have to say, I hereby a Maxim Chum, so Shrek Dorah, I'm going to chill around, so okay. Of course, the Ramah Kedushin, the first third, Maxaleh, so it's okay. Okay. Shulchanot, if it's based on a piece of Shulchanot, it's okay. But he explains if the din is like that mayor is Avadigur, then the Rebbe and the Sanskrit is Avadigur. The whole problem is that the din is not like that mayor, you don't pass like a mayor, that's the job. You pass like a Moses. But his Shulchanot, Shat, is the same as the Manshik, that that's the basic Machleg is a mayor of Elozor. What is the definition of a Shtar Kinyan? The main opinion is that there aren't two different kinds of Shtar, there's only one Shtar. There's only one star, a star riot. And if you want the star to create a kingdom, the way to do it is by giving the fellow a riot. That's how the Gemara says. This is the Machlech, this is the Bright. The Machlech is on the other boat. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, the boys, Emo, and if you want to, I will tell you, I'll say, if you go, I'll tell you this is sure. It's very unclear. The Bright is saying the name was Mikadish, the Chosm was Mikadish, the Kal of the Shtar. It doesn't say what the issue is. It just says Machlech is Hatana, whether the Shtar is good, the Shtar is no good. It doesn't really say the Bright that he failed to have Eidim Shtar on the Shtar. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok suggested maybe that's the Shtar. Maybe he didn't have any Eidim Chosim. He might be Broyus, Eidim, if you want to. Maybe I suggest another alternate Shtar. Kigoyim, We do have eight in sign on the chart. Let's start to start here. But if you're going to cover Shalom Lishma, it is written Shalom Lishma, yes? He was making his play around, and he, someone wrote a star, Arei Hat, the story about Yehuda Edelstein, the Kodesh III, he had his name, and so on. And then, let's say later on, he meets the girl, and her name is Puk. Puk, the name that is written over there. His name is there also. And then he comes to Aiden. He's going out with the girl, exposes to the girl, says, hurry up with Kodesh III, and he gets to Aiden to start. Let's say, and the Shtar is written Shalom Lishma. So what's the name? If the Shtar is written Shalom Lishma, is it good or is it no good? So you have to say like this. The Gemara is now saying that the din is like a blazer. You have to say the din is like a blazer. If the din were like a mayor, the only thing you need... A mayor would say that it is good. You don't need the whole thing written in the Shema.
Yeah.
And you're saying that this
was taken
place by a star, by a star that's happened to hold. Yeah. Yeah. So what's
the
problem with my head? Why should I be a state of hold? It's the day of the sin. Well, if the eight is signed, if the eight is signed of the Shema, it should be good. But the Gemara says the eight is signed of Shema. The Gemara says the eight is signed of Shema. What do you mean the eight is signed of Shema? So what are they signing to? What do you mean? Maybe the Lord should be saying that. Okay. Then maybe you could say, okay, that's a good thing. Okay. The question of that is in the third one. Okay. All the questions you're asking are very good questions. You want to get you. You want to get without consulting her first. That's the next thing in the Gemara. We're going to get to that. We'll get to that. Another two, three lines. Get there. The first thing, Mark, is that the Shad, what's the din in this case? If the Shad should be written Shabbat of the Shema, what's that offer? I get that written Shema. Whatever part has to be written in the Shema, or not. If you hold like a Meir, then the sickness has to be the Shema. So they mark. Hold like a blood, the Nusach has to be written Shema as well. So what's the din? And the Shamachir is common that through the whole other stuff doesn't have to be written in the Shema. They have printed forms that fill in the name. The special there is Hakosa Baget, the Kosa of Law says it came through. So if that deal of people in Shema only limited doctor to get, that doesn't apply as well to Shtar Kiddush. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the Makhlegi for Zidere Shlokish Kamer Shligi. Maybe the Makhlegi Tatanayim is identical with the Shaila of Re Shlokish. The boy he was Shlokish, had a Shaila, he had a Nibaya. What's Allah? Shtar Eres and Shikstava, Shalai, the Shema. If the man is Mikadish Bishtar, not because Mikadish Bishtar, Ksuba Shalom Lishma certainly good. Ksuba is not a contribution. Ksuba is just a monetary document. It's a Bishtar moment. Bishtar moment is certainly good even though Shalom Lishma. But if Bishtar Kibishim is a good Ishtar, he's creating the Kibishim. Shiksuba Shalom Lishma Mabu, what's our locker? How do you know that we can be Mikadish Bishtar Bishlah? How do you know that it exists? It only says by Jag, because the Lord says it's Gerushin is Eilish Star. You have a heckish between Kedushin and Gerushin. But since you're learning that Kedushin Star from Gerushin, and by Gerushin, it's going to have 6 feet of the Shmoor, so maybe that Kedushin Star has 6 feet of the Shmoor as well. Or maybe you know, maybe the heckish only establishes that such a thing exists, that there is a form of Kedushin Eilish Star, but the Star isn't necessarily being written in the Shmoor, that would be Shmoor to Mahu, what's our law? Do I say Havayu is to your machinon? I have a hectic trying to make a comparison between Havayu. Havayu means getting married. It's the enemy is saying us. It's the enemy. Tia means to get married. Havayu is to means you see me getting divorced. So should I say there's a comparison between Shidushin and Gerishin? My issue is in a Lishma, just like when you get divorced to get Hasti, it's Lishma. Ah, Havayu, now we deal on Lishma, so the Stag Edition must be written Lishma. Or Dilma, perhaps we should say, Havai is Rabbani Machino. I only derive Makish Havai and Tia, I derive it, Kedushin, Star and Zuri. But then, does the Star Kedushin have to be written in Shmuel? Maybe no. Havai is Rabbani Machino. I make a heckish, I make a comparison between the two forms of Kedushin, namely, Mahavai the Kesset, Ladino and Shmuel, just like when the man is in Kaddish Adil, the Kesset, the Kesset doesn't have to be minted in the same Kedushin. I give her a ring. The ring has to be made by the jeweler in the same Kedushin. He gives her a lollipop, he gives her whatever, he gives her a cookie, a tumbler, he gives her food. If the cake had to be baked in the same conditions, if he gives anything, it doesn't have to be made in the same conditions. I'll have a higher star, not even a small. So maybe by star condition, I should compare condition star to condition cancer, if the condition star shouldn't be the small. So this is...
Yeah.
The first line item was saying, I will marry you. I mean, right, yeah. That has to be better than whatever it was. But the Gemara knows that both din are true. There is a din, Makish Havai, there is such a heckish. We do make a comparison between the various forms of tradition. And there is a din of Makish Havai in this case. Both locations exist.
What about the can't
you
start
here? Right.
That's
the deal. Not that. You're not creating any objects by doing it. You're doing a fool. You're doing a monster.
That's what you do as well.
Yeah, the monster is doing it.